The Daily Dilemma.
The Daily Dilemma on Beat Breakfast.
The Daily Dilemma.
And now last one of the week, and we actually had to do this one today because the time is of the essence.
Time sensitive. Hey guys, can you please keep me in on? I listen every morning and I love your show. Thank you so much. I'm going to your Daily Dilemma Uncensored on Friday night.
Brilliant, welcome.
There's a group of us going and one girl that I am friends with for the last 6 months, but to be honest, I'm mad about her. We met through mutual friends on a night out and she fancied me from the start. I shut it down as I was too shy. Of course I fancied her, but I am useless and I'm always the friend in inverted commas when it comes to girls. I've fallen for her and there's another fella that has shown an interest in her. So if I don't step in now, I will miss out. Do I shoot my shot at your gig on Friday night and tell her how I feel? I'm so afraid that I'm too late. What do you think?
Oh, love is in the air. Everywhere I look around.
Oh, bless you. Do you know what? There is that thing of like labeling yourself as the person that isn't the one in the group that is going out with people or, you know, being lucky or whatever you
always
want to call
in
it.
The friend zone.
Yeah, in the friend zone. Like even I'm watching Love Island at the moment and Tommy in Love Island is kind of that person. And honestly, like, come on, he's one of the nicest guys. He's so lovely. And yet he's just the friend at the moment, right? Because they haven't realized actually sometimes a really decent guy is hard to find and they're like, what? Yeah.
That's girls, isn't it? You always want the bad boy, the kind of the rough edge, you know, and the nice guy.
No, that's not true. That's a very, like, no, I don't think that's true, but I just wish that people could see that, like, sometimes, yeah. Anyway, what I'm going to say to you is, please do it. Mm. But maybe do it, like, with a pre-drink or something before tomorrow night. Do you know what I mean? Oh God, this is a tumbleweed.
No, I'm just trying to think.
He can't do it in the middle of the show.
No.
Like, so, and, if you leave it to the end of the night.
Well, I think it's more likely to be the after drinks after the show where he'll sit, he might have
a
conversation.
I don't know, though, because you might be, you know, like that's a night.
I know, but at the same time, early in the evening, you won't have enough in you to kind of put all your feelings on the table in a risky manner. I'd love to offer us to help, but I don't want to add more pressure to your situation during the show.
Also, he's made it clear that he wants to be a non. So he's not going to, if he wants to be a non,
Don't get me wrong, we will be scanning that room tomorrow night trying to work out who you are.
You don't think that every single person in that audience is going to be like, oh my God, which two are they? Which two are they? Can I just say, right, this is really like simple in terms of you like somebody, you didn't express that at the start, right? Because for whatever reason you didn't feel confident enough. There's nothing to say that she has moved on. Maybe she just accepted that you were friends and she obviously really likes you as a friend because you're still in her life. Life is so short. It is so short. The worst thing that can happen here is that she says, actually, do you know what, I'm not feeling it. And either way you will know. Yes, you will be devastated, you're mad about her, I get that, but like, don't let it go on any longer so that your heart gets even more broken. Like, at the end of the day, you only miss...
The shots you don't take.
You miss the shots you don't take. Yeah.
Like, in life, you don't regret the things you did. The biggest regrets are the things you didn't do.
Fortune favours the brave.
Okay, stop now.
Honestly,
shoot your shot, man.
I just think you have a chance to tell somebody how you feel about them. And any girl that, you know, she liked you at the start. There's a strong, I would be very confident that you're going to get the response that you want. But lay it all out. Tell her how you feel. Like, it's Valentine's weekend. It's a chance for you to express to somebody that you like them. And what's wrong with that? You've gotten to know her on a friendship level as well. That's another element of it. You know, it's really nice that you kind of have gotten to that point where you know each other a bit better now.
Okay, advice already coming in. We'd love to hear your thoughts on this.
085-102-9103.
Okay, let's get some thoughts. Maggie was on. Do it before Friday so she won't have to question if drink was behind it. Worst she can say is she's not into you anymore, but honesty is a great thing.
Lovely. Lauren said, this guy needs to go for it. He has nothing to lose and everything to gain. I was friends with my partner for 13 years before we eventually gave it a shot. I now wonder what could have been if I'd just gone for it all those years ago. I forgot to say that as well. Tom and I were friends for 6 months. Yeah.
It's not 13 years. She's trying to compete with Lauren there. 6 months.
I'm just saying, Like, there's a lot to be said for getting to know somebody. I don't have 13 years. Sorry. But it worked out, like, because I married him. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So, yeah.
Craig says Show should do him a favour and do the old drill of going over to her and asking, will you shift me friends?
I'd be so tempted to do that, but this guy wants to stay anonymous. But there's a strong chance, you know, the way I'm going to go into the audience. Mm. Like, we don't know who I'm going
to. You could be chatting to anyone.
Yeah.
Now, be very careful the next one that you read, show. Okay, be really careful. It says anon, please.
My Achilles heel in life is that when somebody tells us that they want to remain anonymous, and I've done this so many times on the show, I've read out the name.
Yeah.
And it's because
sometimes what you make the mistake of putting it at the end, oh, by the way, keep me anon. And by that time, we're into it. Go on anyway.
This message is from Anon.
Well done.
Say it. I was the girl in a similar situation. We were together for years. For us, it didn't last, but he is still one of the most trusted people in my life, and I don't ever regret our relationship, and I'm so grateful for our friendship. Oh. From Anon.
Anon.
We will never know who sent that in.
Absolutely Anon.
You won't find that information out from me.
Here's Mel.
Good morning, everybody. Just on the Daily Dilemma there, just tell him to shoot his shot. Genuinely, like, I completely agree with you, Shauna. Like, you 100% have to just shoot your shot and see what happens and not have regrets. Like myself and my partner, same thing happened to us. We're together 5 years nearly, and we were friends for years first as well, and I actually expressed that I had feelings for him first, and he, exactly the same as this guy, was too shy and just was afraid of ruining the friendship and just kind of shut it down. And we decided to take a couple of steps back from our friendship, just regarding that because of the situation. And then he came around a while later, a couple of months, explaining to me that he was too shy, he was afraid to ruin the friendship and all that, and that he really wanted to give it a go or whatever. And we decided we would. Like, we'd seen other people in between and stuff like that. Other people had shown us interest. Same situation as the Daily Dilemma. And then in the end of it all, we are now getting married. So tell him, shoot his shot. If it's meant to be, it will be. And if it doesn't work out, at least you will not have any regrets. And good luck.
Thank you, darling.
Thanks
love
for
that, Mel. Thank you.
All right. An anonymous emailer. When you come in tomorrow night, just give us a little wink or something so we know it's you.
We promise we won't.
We won't highlight it, but we
are so rooting for you. Come on, everybody together.
Do it!